Okay, KTNA listeners, we have Anya Rodano on the phone here. Anya just completed the Copper Basin 300, finishing in the top 20. Congratulations, Anya.
Thank you, Katie.
Well, you had a, this is your second qualifier to be completed for the Iditarod. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, definitely, especially the Copper Basin.
Well, with all of your preparation for this race, what is the top thing that before the race had started and the excitement in the gate and tell us a little bit about how that feels.
Just the start.
Yeah.
The start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Starts are always exciting. You like always. I'm always really nervous because I always think like I hope I didn't forget anything and I have everything and everything I have works and the dogs are going to be okay and going to be happy running out there, and then there's all this commotion going on around you. It's really loud. Everybody's barking and screaming, and then you like poof, you leave the starting line and everything like just like falls off you, and it's like quiet again, and you do what you do and what you like to do, and it all feels a lot better as soon as you leave the starting line.
I bet so. It's like, okay, let's get the show on the road. This year's Copper Basin had some tough conditions. Tell us a little bit about how that affected you and your team.
The conditions were like mostly about the trail because the snowpack was low and the snow was very sugary and bottomless, which made the going really slow for everybody. And then just rough trail conditions that can cause shoulder and wrist injuries. But we fared pretty well there, and so we're pretty happy about how it turned out.
When you take a look at that race, I was watching you on the tracker, and towards the end there was really pretty tight. 10 mushers had scratched, some of those really top name mushers, and you were still cruising along, and there was quite a tight competitive field there with people 5 minutes, 10 minutes behind you, 5 minutes, 10 minutes ahead of you. Do your dogs feel that?
Yeah, the last run was kind of fun because the trail had finally set up, so it was easier going, and the three of us, like Sebastian and Magnus, we were kind of close. We couldn't see each other all the time, but Sebastian and I passed each other. And so the dogs pick up, you know, just on the energy, and there's other dog team out there, and especially when they see them, they usually pick up the pace a little bit. And we were moving pretty good on the last run.
Well, it was really exciting to see the top three finishers of the Copper Basin 300 this year were all female, with Ryan Olson, Paige Drobny, Michelle Phillips, and it looks like all of you ladies also offer a lot of support and cheering on during the race atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was really exciting to have the top three being all women. And they're all amazing, great mushing girls, and I really appreciate every one of them as, you know, as inspiration, and like everyone usually at the races is really like helpful and friendly. Like I had a long talk with Allie, and she's like one of the nicest people I've ever met. Very always helpful, always has something nice to say, and so that was great. There was a lot of great women in that race, and they all kind of, everybody did a really good job.
I bet so. Well, it's a great accomplishment, Anya. You've got your second Iditarod qualifier under your belt, and we wish you all the luck next weekend at the Willow 300.
Thank you so much.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.